First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your background, how you got into government, what your education's like.
Okay, so I have my bachelor's from Penn State. I have my MBA from Fresno State. I have over 20 years of experience in the Fresno area. Fresno's been my home now for over 20 years, both private and public sector, from planning consulting. I worked at Caltrans for 6 years. I came on board with Mayor Ashley Swearingen in 2009, right after she was elected, as part of her downtown and community revitalization team. Four years ago, I was promoted to deputy city manager here at the city. Last year, assistant city manager, and today's announcement is city manager.
This is a job that can be a real grindhouse. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, it'll involve responding to situations where the city doesn't look in a good light or where you have to mm-hmm. deliver bad news.
Right.
Why would you want to do that?
Because I feel that I can make a difference for this community. You know, I've been in the city manager's office now for 4 years, so I know what this job entails. I see the competing priorities that our city manager has to deal with, and I'm ready because my heart and soul is this community, and I'm ready to take on that challenge.
From your background, it sounds like you haven't had a whole lot of work in the front-facing side of politics. Are you nervous about having to negotiate with the city council?
No, not at all. I've been dealing with the city council. I work well with all of them. Two different mayors now, and I'm excited to continue relationship building with them and to accomplish what we're all here for, is to better the community.
Because the strife can get pretty intense sometimes on the dais.
Right, yes, but I'm fine. Yeah.
How would you describe your managerial or your governing philosophy?
So I'm very collaborative. I like to be hands-on. You know, I like to go and meet with our departments. I've been on ride-alongs with our police department. You know, behind the scenes at airport, I rode the bus last month. I really feel like I can help and serve better if I know what's happening and what our citizens are interacting with and dealing with on a day-to-day basis. Does that answer your question?
Kind of.
Okay.
We'll see how it works out when you get tested, because you're eventually going to be tested, no doubt.
Right, absolutely. And I think in this role that I've been in, our office has been tested on many occasions, and I'm up for that.
Normally I wouldn't ask this, but the press release points it out. You're the first female city manager of the city. Do you think being female brings any qualities to the job that a male might not have?
I would just like to say about that, I am so honored to be the first female city manager of the city of Fresno. And I look at the city as being a city of opportunity. You listen to Mayor Brand's story about his upbringing on McKinsey Street, and then my upbringing that I shared earlier. I think that I'm just honored, and I don't really think female or male, I get the job done.
It's a pretty remarkable anecdote about your background with your family, that you're the first in your family not just to graduate college, but to graduate high school. That's
right.
quite a rise.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm, but I owe my parents for all of it. They did a great job with what they had.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.